Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 24. We are all tempted in different ways. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. There are things that will tempt you strongly, that will draw hard on you, that are no more to me than a zephyr in a summer day. Something will draw hard on me, even to overthrowing me, that would not affect you at all. What strongly tempts one person may not affect another. Then, in order to help me, Jesus must be where he can feel what I feel, and be tempted in all points where I could be tempted with any power at all. But as things that tempt me may not tempt you at all, and things may affect you that will not affect me, Christ has to stand where you and I both are, so as to meet all the temptations of both. He must feel all those which you meet that do not affect me, and also all those which I meet that do not affect you. He has to take the place of both of us. Jesus had to take all the feelings and the nature of myself, of yourself, and of the other man also. He must be tempted in all points like as I am, and in all points like as you are, and in all points like the other man is. How many does that embrace? That takes in the whole human race. And this is exactly the truth. Christ was in the place, and he had the nature, of the whole human race. And in him meet all the weaknesses of mankind, so that every man on earth who can be tempted at all finds in Jesus Christ power against that temptation. For every soul there is in Jesus Christ victory against all temptation, and relief from the power of it.